For the past 2 weeks, CodeLive has been focused on using Salesforce files. Whether it's generating invoice PDFs or manipulating images, knowing how to use files is an important skill for Salesforce developers. If you missed the live sessions, don't fret, you can view them on demand here, Part 1, Part 2. Understanding the object model. Salesforce files has a number of objects backing its features. First and foremost is the content version object. This is the object that actually stores the contents of the file. Content version records belong to a single content document record, however, a content document record has one, and content version records associated with it. This allows you to upload or create a number of file versions. Content document link records associate content version records with other S object records. For instance, if you want a newly created invoice PDF to appear in the files related list of an opportunity, you need to create a content document link record specifying the linked entity id, opportunity id, and the content version id, the version of the file you want associated. Finally, creating a content distribution object for a content version record allows the file to be downloaded or viewable in a browser by third parties. Below is a simplified UML diagram for these objects. UML diagram describing the main files objects. Creating and linking files. When it comes to creating a file with Apex, you might assume you'd need to create a content document object. But inserting a content document fails with a DML operation insert not allowed on content document. Instead, creating a document starts with defining a content version record. Creating a content version record creates a content document record if no content document id is specified. While that's a bit counterintuitive, it does allow for having multiple versions of the same file, based on its content, document, id. Content document link records create that link between a file and another S object's records. That S object record can be an account or contact or any object with files enabled. Just creating a content version record isn't enough. Without a corresponding content document link record, the file will exist, but it will never show up in the UI. Thankfully, there are a couple of ways of creating those associations. First, is to create a content document link record. Creating a document link requires specifying the content version id, as well as a linked entity id. Of the two, linked entity id is the one to pay attention to. The id you specify here is the record where the file will show up in the related list. The second way of creating that association is my favorite. When you create a content version record, you can specify the first published location id field. If you populate that field with a valid record id, the system will automatically create a content document link record for you. Let us take a look at a code snippet that handles the boilerplate code necessary for creating and linking a file. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. A couple of quick notes about this code that I discovered while creating it. The path on client field is critical. The system determines the file type of the document from the path on client field, which is critical for searching. However, the file type specified is not a direct match to the file's extension. During testing, I create a file with a .docx extension. However, if I search for a file whose content document.file type was .docx, I got zero results. Turns out, the associated file type is word underscore x. It's quirky, but the two things to remember are: 1. The content version's path on client field determines what file type Salesforce assigns. 2. The file type is not a one-to-one to the file's extension. Publishing files. One of the very handy aspects to files is the ability to share that file with unauthenticated third parties. Meaning you can share a link to the file with that opportunity's contacts without needing to let them log into your org to view it. Similar to linking a file to an associated record, publishing the file is as simple as creating a new record. This is where the content distribution object comes into play. When you create a content distribution record, you have several options related to formats and permissions. Look at this method from the files recipe class that we worked on. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Note the fields starting with preferences. These are your various format and download options. The key field, however, is the content version id. Note that it's a content version, not a content document. You can, If you'd like create multiple content distribution records with different permissions associated with the same content version. What are you going to do with files? Salesforce Files is a super flexible solution for storing and sharing everything from images to documents. The data model may be a bit unintuitive at first, but when you understand how the four objects work together, the power and flexibility really shines. The question remains, however, now that you know how files work, how will you use them? What about your company's business processes can you automate by creating, linking, and publishing files? About the author.